In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the Redmen TV. This is Ben Doak, the story so far. And to make this, I've spoken to some of the people who know Ben best of all, and some of those who were involved in his early development. One of them is the former head scout at Ayr United Academy, Ray Patterson. I also spoke to Liam Anderson, one of his coaches, and Willie Alexander to get some brilliant insight in what exactly Ben was like when he was a little bit younger than he is now.
Now, you were the head scout at Ayr United Academy, and I think I'm right in saying you're the man who unearthed Ben Doak. So tell us how you came across him, tell us how it happened, and tell us what your first thoughts were.
Yep. Got information about the Rye Boys Club, a small town just above North Ayrshire, and the team he was playing with was doing well. So we went up, you know how information goes about, and we seen the team playing, and they were very good. It was in an Astra pitch, a wee cage thing, you know, the cages they have. Ben stuck out right away. He was the youngest in the team and just scoring goals is for fun, you know. Hard to pin down, hard to knock off the ball. And I thought, well, there's something here. And I think I did move the first time. I can't remember now, but I maybe went back again, seen him again. I think I possibly did. And it was excellent again. So I made the approach that to Evan Ferns, who was a manager and done a great job with that team. He said, no problem. We'll get him in. He's that a bit younger. We couldn't sign him at that time. We didn't have a policy to sign players at that younger age group. Ben was 9, I think. But you couldn't take your eyes off him for his kick him up and down the park, as they say, and he bounced back.
You came across him when he was very young, obviously. What were your first impressions of Ben? When did you first see him and what did you notice?
So we saw him. We were taking under 10s at the time and he was playing up a year. But Ben, he was just a special talent. He would light up the game. He was just this fiery attacking player. I loved taking players on with speed and his skills. And he would score lots and lots of goals at that age. Also provided a lot as well. And we just knew he had something. And it was really good. So we used him. We had him at under 10s. And then we had him for a short period at under 11s before Celtic came in and got him. But he was a special talent. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You mentioned sort of how you used him there and his goal scoring prowess and the fact he was assisting as well. Was he always just an attacker then? Was that what he wanted to be? He wanted to get the ball and make things happen. I mean, most kids want to be an attacker, I guess, don't they? Nobody grows up wanting to be Gary Neville, to use that old quote. But was he always get me on the ball, let me run at defenders and just let me just score goals, basically?
Yeah, he was full of confidence and he was just he was such good with skills and technique and ability. He was one of those special talents. You don't get many of them, but he had it all.
Yeah, absolutely. You obviously seen a lot of youngsters come through the academy and some make it, some not make it, obviously. Could you tell with Ben straight away that he was a little bit different? There was something special there. You've mentioned his talent. Was he unique? Could you tell straight away that if this kid doesn't make it, God help the rest of him, basically?
Oh, definitely. He's head and shoulders above everybody else. He's hungry and he's always wanting to learn. His behaviour at training is really, really good. And he just had it. Even his technique, his ability, he was just so good on the ball. And always willing to learn. He's a great player. But we have saw a few for United now. We've had under-11s breaking into first team. But Ben, he's just such a special talent.
And when could you tell you what, this kid's a little bit special?
Pretty much straight away, to be honest. When I joined the academy, Ben was with the under-11s. And he was a year younger than everyone else, so all the boys were 10 and he was 9 years old. And he was smaller than everyone else, but he was so powerful and so raw. You know, it was like almost comparing to a young Wayne Rooney. Like, just so, again, so raw, so powerful, riffing without the ball, but had a real eye for goal as well. And even going against older players and training and games, you would never think he was younger, you know. Like, he had a kind of older aura about him when he was playing. Yeah, so as your person, pretty much straight away, you could tell this kid has something for sure.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.